Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Pony Sync call, May 9th, 2018. We are going to jump into looking at pull requests that are open. So, let's see here. Theo has a pull request, 2690. For improvements to the persistent vector collection type. I think, Matthias and I both had some questions, and those questions have been answered. Is there any reason we shouldn't go ahead and merge this now?
Not that I know of. It's all stuff that's been around on some other implementations of this that I have had for many months. I actually thought I had merged these fixes. Well, they're not fixes, they're more improvements, but I thought I had merged them a while ago, and apparently I hadn't, so I figured I should do it.
Matthias, are you good with merging?
Yes, I'm more than good, yes.
Okay, and so this doesn't fix any problems, so I'm not going to give it a change log label. I think the only, well, there is a user interface change, right? This there is no user interface change, right?
No, there shouldn't be.
All this stuff is private types. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So no change log entry. Okay, here we go. All right, so coming back to other pull requests, we have 2691 was opened 14 hours ago. Matthias is already approved.
This one, so there was Jason King discussing on the mailing list mostly, and this change, he asked for if this is the right way to go, and Benoit already acknowledged that, and so this is basically good to merge. This is, was an oversight from another PR, something right. Like this.
So it was the other PR... do we know if it was merged since the last release? Because if so, maybe it doesn't need a change log label.
Yes, it was like after the last release. But let me. Maybe it was an issue ticket. Yeah. 2683. And the pull request, yeah, it's quite recent. It was merged like a month ago. It was
okay.
It is 2615. So no change of entry required.
All right. So I'm going to merge it.
I'm close the corresponding ticket.
Sounds good. All right, so let's see here. I have 2675 open. I'm not sure if you want to discuss that now. It looks like the CI ran and I had an issue resolving to look over that again. But we'll hold off on this until I've fixed the CI. We'll do it that way. Okay. So let's see, 2672. is a minor workaround for LLVM's bug 30842. All right. Sean says it was discussed last week and no one felt knowledgeable enough to merge. So I already commented that it looks good to me, but would like someone else to confirm it. So maybe we can wait on this again, unfortunately. If anybody has any insight to add.
Unfortunately not.
Okay. Do you want to talk about 2645, which is the add C, sub C, null C?
Oh, yes.
Let's see. I approved this after you asked for an additional review. I think it's good to go if you're comfortable doing it. Okay, well, I'll let you do the honors then.
Yes, please. Thanks. It's an interesting example of Pony being exactly as fast as like standard C optimized SQL. So just so you actually see it in the benchmarks. It was fun.
Yeah, like really the only places where Pony should be falling behind on stuff is when it comes to like object allocations. And this is a case where I think none of those were involved because we were only dealing with numeric primitives. I actually had some ideas about object allocation stuff. Maybe we can chat about that a little bit later in the call. But let's see if there are any other... Okay, I want to check in again on 2636 and see what's going on. I think maybe this is the one where we marked needs RFC, but let's take a look. If so, I'm going to apply the label now. Yeah, this is the one where we discuss needing an RFC. So I'm going to put the needs RFC label on. Is the label missing? Oh, turn into RFC. There we go. All right. So moving into issues. Let's see here. Do we have any that are marked as in discussion? Nothing that has not already been discussed recently. Okay. Let's take a look at some of the ones open this week then. 2689, libconyc.test seg fault on ARCH64. Just reading through the back and forth so far. Okay. All right, so it seems like the most recent comment is indicating that this may be a duplicate of 2559. I'm going to go ahead and close it as a duplicate, and then we can reopen it if anyone has evidence that it is not a duplicate.
So the backtraces look different than the ones provided in 2559. They seem to be related to the JIT here, to the new MC JIT from LLVM, but I'm not 100% sure. And the ones that Scott was describing in 2559 looks like from the backtrace, as if it is a pool allocation. Issue. So maybe there's also
an issue with
maybe there's also different things at play here.
So you're thinking because the backtrace is different that it's a different issue? Is that the gist of what you're getting at?
So the backtraces from this very ticket, it always involve the JIT, a JITted pony test, and it doesn't extend further. So yeah, But I'm not 100% sure. But yeah, let's.
Actually, instead of closing the issue, I'll say. I think that. I think Scott's ticket has a. Suggested commit that caused this.
Hmm.
Is that right? So, yeah. It says that E837 etc. is the first bad commit, is what Scott says. So let's see. I'm gonna go back in time here and find the release before that and then suggest in this ticket that if the person filing the ticket can verify that whether it is resolved by going back to the earlier release.
So
looks like 0.21.2. No. 0.17. It seems that this was changed after 0.17. So. I'm going to ask the person who filed the ticket to see if they can reproduce with 0.17. that might be able to confirm whether it's a related issue to 2559 or not. Another one, 2686. Okay. Yeah. The final comment in this thread was Benoit asking the person to see if they could get a backtrace. I think I ran this and got distracted by, I was able to reproduce the problem and then trying to get a backtrace, I got distracted by trying to get the right, trying to get enough detail out of the debugger for Pony Code. It was showing me a line number in the Pony Code where this supposedly was happening. It was like a dereference of a pointer, but I wasn't getting enough information about which pointer was the invalid value. So, I will take some time after this call to add a comment showing what I did see in the debugger, and then maybe somebody, if anybody has used LLDB more extensively with Pony Code before and can point me to some tips about getting more information about which object is the invalid pointer, then that might be helpful. But I'll do that after this call.
Yeah. So.
Okay. So 2685 is about exhausting memory. I think this has already had some discussion, and I'm going to close it as not being actionable. This person was expecting the garbage collector to run during their loop. And as many of us know, that's not something that our garbage collector currently does at this time. So this is not an actionable ticket.
Yeah.
There was like an invalid label that could have something that has, but whatever. I won't give it a label. Okay, looking back at more issues. Let's see. Allow to set optimization level for code gen 2682. This seems like a reasonable compiler flag to add. Does anybody have any comments about why this would not be reasonable to add, or how it should be done?
Mm-hmm. I think it should be good.
Isn't the source in question calling the linker? So it would just set the flag for the linker?
Yes.
Oops, I did not mean to put that label. Let me take a look at the source.
The actual optimization level for LLVM is set elsewhere in the optimization pass.
So is the linker usually doing some objects file optimization? I guess not, right?
Gordon, do you know off the top of your head where that LLVM optimization level is set?
I'm looking for it. It's genopt.cc line 1366.
Great, thank you. Yeah, so, yeah, and it's just a 3 or 0 based on whether we're in a release mode or not. So I'll add a comment to this ticket saying that we should probably do it for both places, but I still think it's reasonable to add.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
And we're nearing the halfway point here. While I'm typing out that comment, does anybody have anything they want to bring up for discussion?
Just before this, I think you need, so I was just reading it up, I think you need the O3 for, if you want to do link time optimization, for example, with GoLD. So I think this is the reason why it's in the linker line.
So but maybe it should always be O3 in the linker line, and you control it only at the pass builder.
Yeah, I think it's not. Yeah, maybe it's yeah. But I'm going to read up on it and add something to the ticket.
Okay.
If I find something.
Okay, I'm adding that comment here. Let's see, does anybody else have anything they want to raise to bring up for discussion?
I would have a quick, small question. There's a small, really, really small issue in the NetAddress class that we use. Its format is incompatible, so its fields are incompatible with the. It's modeled after the SOC address. SOC address in and SOC address in 6 structs and C, and it's incompatible with how Linux implemented those structs, and so the problem is so the byte size is the same, it's just an interpretation, so the fields are different. I want to just make it compatible, but there's no way to have different fields for different platforms, say with an ifdef on a class, is there?
No. Okay. It might have to get moved into being a 20_OS function.
Okay. Yeah.
To access the memory for each. I mean, that's the most straightforward way I can think of. The other way would be to, I'm trying to think if it's possible to somehow, it could be done with embed. No. The other way to do it would be to treat it like an opaque struct. Let's see here.
Yes.
Like if you had, instead of having the methods for dealing with it being on a class or struct, you would have the methods for dealing with it being on a primitive. And you'd have like an opaque struct of the right size, and for each implementation, and they'd have a common trait that they share, and then you'd receive that. You use that trait in the primitive methods, and use ifdef to. Can you do that? Can you ifdef to? You might run into problems because if you're using the trait, then ifdef can't, you can't couple the ifdef platform to the concrete type you're expecting to find underneath the trait. So you might run into issues there. Yeah, I get the feeling that using some opaque memory and just Pony OS _ methods, or sorry, functions in FFI might be the best way to do it.
Yeah, I think so too. Okay. Yeah, good point.
Which is unfortunate. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's a valid approach to do it this way.
Yeah. One of the something I mentioned earlier in the call that I just wanted to raise. I don't expect to have any action on it in this call, but an idea I had while talking with a C developer friend of mine about Pony, and specifically was about object allocations, which I mentioned earlier, kind of where Pony might fall behind C and be kind of more in the realm of C++ in some cases, although often better. Object allocations are something that when you're writing code that needs to be really performant, you'll sometimes find ways to move those heap allocations to the stack. And Pony will do that automatically when its optimization pass realizes that it can. something that I was thinking might be an interesting enhancement to that would be an annotation in the Pony source code that says, I expect this heap allocation to be optimized to be moved to the stack, and give me a compiler error if that's not possible.
Yeah. That's a good use for annotations. Yeah.
And something else that occurred to me is that with Pony, we're in a good position to be able to maybe be more aggressive with those kinds of optimizations. Then I'm not sure how aggressive we currently are with moving stuff to the stack, but it seems like with reference capabilities, we can tell more about whether an object reference might be captured and stored. That's a dangerous thing about this pattern in C, is if you try to capture, you allocate the thing in the stack, and then you pass a reference to it down to the function. But if the function tries to capture that reference, that pointer, and store it and hold on to it for later, you run into big problems. And here, we might be able to do some stuff with reference capabilities where we can guarantee that it's getting passed down into something that could capture it, except for, we know that this is a box or val capability, so it cannot capture anything into it, and so on. And we could check the different arguments of the functions you're doing, so that without having to know what's on the other side of that function call, we could still, in some cases, guarantee that there will be no capture of that stack allocated pointer. Anyway, that's something that I've been thinking a little bit about, and I might try to dig into our current optimization pass. I think Benoit wrote our current pass. I can try to dig into that and see what's already accounted for there and what we might be missing, and maybe how to hook annotations into it so that I can trigger a compiler error if the annotation is there but the stack allocation fails. So, something I've been thinking about. Yeah. Does anybody else have anything they want to raise while we're here? Okay, well, go ahead.
So isn't there also some heap to stack optimization pass in LLVM? That's currently like one of the reasons why we have some preliminary support for LLVM 5 and 6. Was it this pass that froze errors?
Well, that pass is written by us.
Yeah, but there was some LLVM pass that was.
Well, no, it's a pass that we use, but for some reason LLVM generates bad code in some cases for it.
Okay, so it's our pass and together with the LLVM.
So that's correct.
Okay. Yes. So to get
so that's something we currently have disabled then on LLVM 5 and 6?
No, we don't have it completely disabled. It's just crippled a little bit, so it doesn't do as much optimization as it could.
Got it.
So basically I'm just thinking, and I'm having this pull request open from Wink, where he wants to add LLVM as a library. So under our control, basically tightly connected to the upstream. I would just want to ask what's missing there. So does anyone know?
I'm going to open it up. I know that there was a comment from Sylvan 2 weeks ago about there was a, I'm not sure if this changed more recently than that. Uh, someone was concerned about having this book playing. And it looks like 8 days ago, he changed the make file to still be able to build Clang, but not build it by default.
Ah, yeah, because we don't need Clang. Yeah, and it was I think Ming talked about 23 minutes compilation time, which is like crazy for Clang. Yeah, so. I think the idea is here to just have the LLVM sources packed with Pony, and so we can link them statically and have them at hand, and maybe also apply patches if need be.
Yeah, I mean, he hasn't done anything for Windows either, so.
Oh, yeah, okay.
We'd have to add that.
Okay. Yeah, good point.
But it's certainly possible.
Yeah.
And the problem with the heap to stack optimization pass does not occur on Windows.
Nice.
So that means on Windows we could be coupled to LLVM6 and on the...
That's right. I'd rather not be using different versions of LLVM, though, especially if we start making changes.
Yeah, would definitely mean that, like, we declare one LLVM version.
Yeah, exactly.
That would be that. But having it in our repository and freeing users from installing it would also make installing and playing with Pony much easier.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Easier, though, possibly taking longer, right? I mean,
yeah, compiling from source
would take much longer.
Yeah,
and the binary packages would be bigger too.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think Gordon, did you want to add a comment here about Windows stuff or? It looks like this PR does not break anything. Like it only adds a new make file and some instructions. So I'm trying to say that we could merge it and just not make it the official way to build Pony yet. But it's still marked as work in progress. Okay, so Wink says he's waiting for feedback from people who have tried it. So I have not tried it yet. I guess I'll try to give it a try at some point before he returns. Okay, do we have anything else we want to discuss?
Not from my side.
Okay. I've actually got some other stuff I need to get to soon, so maybe we can end early today if everyone's okay with that.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. Well, thanks everyone, and we'll see you next week.
See you around.
Thanks, guys.
See you next week.